Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Presbyterian church pays the Presbyterian USA denomination millions of dollars to separate because of the denomination's abandonment of biblical truth. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to discuss this situation. Matt, this particular Presbyterian church has opted to pay almost $8 million, $7.8 million to the Presbyterian USA denomination. This is the Highland Park Presbyterian Church in Dallas, and it is paying the Presbyterian Church USA, or PCUSA, $7.8 million to leave that denomination because the denomination has abandoned biblical truth, and they cite several reasons for doing so.
Well, and the reasons are, in a nutshell, the PCUSA has become completely apostate. That means that they deny the central fundamental truths of Scripture, that without those truths, Christianity is no longer Christianity. So effectively, the PCUSA has become Christian in name only. They have abandoned the teachings of Christ, that He was the way, the truth, and the life, and that He is the living Lord and Savior of the world, and the only path to God the Father. They say, nope, there are many paths. It's kind of a utilitarian, or Unitarian view, that there are many paths to God. Well, that's just counter-biblical. They've adopted sexual immorality. It's okay. Homosexual behavior, which is called an abomination in the Scripture, is fine. They've even gone so far as to denounce Israel, which God says, if you bless me, I will bless you. If you curse me, I will curse you, in reference to Israel. And they have embraced, get this, abortion, slaughtering God's precious babes, tearing them limb from limb in their mother's womb. PCUSA says, hey, that's just fine.
Yeah, this Presbyterian Church USA, or PCUSA, and that's to be distinguished between Presbyterian Church, other Presbyterian churches, because there's the other denomination. There's the PCA and there's the USA. So this USA version of the Presbyterian denomination has abandoned several things, the outcome of which is more recently the public discussions of what they've abandoned. But before they abandon marriage and abortion in Israel, they abandon who Jesus is in terms of His relationship to God. So they have multiple interpretations of who Jesus is in terms of His relationship to God, and multiple interpretations as to whether or not Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. Now they have allowed other interpretations of multiple pathways to heaven. So once they've rejected Jesus as the Son of God, the divine Son of God, who was incarnated in human flesh and died for our sins, and that He is the way, the truth, and the life, then they've gone on to other things, such as abortion, that abortion is okay. And also that same-sex marriage, that's fine. In Israel, well, we're going to side against Israel.
With Islamic terrorists.
Against Israel. So these are clear outgrowths of abandoning biblical values. They've already abandoned the biblical values. Then they abandon the moral social issues of life, marriage, and Israel. So this particular church said, we're out of here. And they're joining what's called the ECO, or a Covenant Order of Evangelical Presbyterians, which is a more traditional Presbyterian group that was founded in 2012 that tries to hold more to Orthodox Christian viewpoints and doctrine.
Well, and Highland Park Presbyterian Church there in Dallas, not only are they doing the right thing just in terms of any reasonable biblical analysis here, they are obeying Christ's command. He tells us, he talks about, it's better to have, and Paul talks, it's better to have not known the truth than to have known the truth and to have abandoned it. And that's exactly what the PCUSA has done. Jesus also says of those people who engage apostasy, who reject the teachings of Christ, have nothing to do with them. Get away from them, have nothing to do with them. And so that's what Highland Park Presbyterian Church has done here. Yes, we should admonish collectively the body of Christ, the PCUSA, to repentance. We should pray for them that they return, that their rejection of Christ, that they repent of that and come back to the truths of Scripture. But in the meantime, you're not to associate with these individuals and with this organization.
And this Highland Park Presbyterian Church, in addition to having the Orthodox view of Jesus being the Son of God and He being the path to heaven, also opposes abortion and same-sex marriage. But earlier this year, the PCUSA voted to allow same-sex marriages to be performed. And even, get this, refused to condemn the killing of babies who were born alive after surviving a botched abortion. So what ultimately happened was the PCUSA, regional parent group, said that the local property by this Highland Park Presbyterian Church is the property of the denomination. So a lawsuit ensued. The legal battle was set to go to trial this fall, but instead a settlement occurred in which the Highland Park Presbyterian Church agreed to pay $7.8 million, or about 11% of the church's overall assets. Now, here's this. Since recently, there's been about 100,000 members of the PCUSA that have left, including 190 congregations that also include dozens due to the actions of the recent unbiblical positions of the PCUSA.
Well, the PCUSA is going to need that $7.8 million because their offering plates are bone dry. they're not getting the funding. People are leaving PCUSA in droves. And that's makes sense because, you know, why go to church? You can join a social club if you want to be of the world, part of the world. The world embraces all these policies. These are counter-biblical policies that the PCUSA has embraced. You can sign up for a social club, go down to the country club or whatever if you want to be part of all that. If you want to be secularist, why go to a church, a pseudo-Christian church, when you're not actually learning anything about Christianity?
There was Pastor Eddington in Orlando, Florida, that pastored the Presbyterian USA Church there, and he was biblical. He believed in the sanctity of human life, marriage, and the PCUSA ultimately tried to come against and force him out. So they ultimately said that anybody that came there to intern would never be ordained within the PCUSA Church. He ended up leaving that church. He's retired now. He ended up starting a church in another part of the country. But this was, I believe, at the time, one of the second largest or one of the largest, top five largest Presbyterian USA churches in the country. He was a big leader, very influential in Central Florida, but the denomination forced him out. He and some others nailed on the PCUSA door the equivalent of what's called the 95 Theses to protest the unbiblical direction of the PCUSA. This particular denomination, along with some branches of the Episcopalian Church, are losing members in droves because they are violating and abandoning biblical principles. And so many of these local congregations are leaving and joining with other evangelical organizations and denominations.
You know, people try to paint this as there's some, you know, moral equivalency here, and that there's actually a debate, that it's a conservative view of Scripture versus a progressive view of Scripture. Well, that's nonsense. It is a biblical reading of Scripture versus an apostate reading of Scripture. It's biblical versus non-biblical. And if you're a Christian, you got to keep with the Bible, because if Scripture isn't what it says it is, then it's nothing. It's meaningless.
Not even a reading of Scripture, because on the issue of homosexuality, same-sex marriage, there are no two interpretations. It's very clear throughout both the Old and the New Testament regarding what God's Word says pertaining to human sexuality. It's very clear. There's not a misreading. There is a no reading. It is a complete ignoring of clear biblical text. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Order David Barton's book called Original Intent. Again, David Barton's book is called Original Intent. It is a great book that talks about the original intent of the founding documents of this country, whether or not America was a Christian nation. All of that, plus more, is answered very detailed in the book Original Intent. I encourage you to get this. It ought to be in every person's library. We have Original Intent. We also have the New England Primer, which is one of the textbooks, besides the Bible, that was the most influential in American public schools for nearly 200 years. Learn what they learned in school. You'll not only be surprised at the educational level, the difficulty of the learning, but also how biblical and how consistent it was with Judeo-Christian values. Again, order the book Original Intent and also the New England Primer. You can order those at lc.org or call us today at 800-671-1776. Pray for Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel's ministry with your financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.